As far as things develop, so, you know, late 70s, 79, 1980, you started. What do you make of the growth that you saw even in the early
days? Oh, the growth in the early days. It was very gradual. You know, we just... it wasn't until... See, we only had the one dozer, and then we bought another one. We bought a second-hand one. And then he bought two scrapers, brand-new scrapers, dual-propelled things.
Mm.
The first... Anyway, and of course then come the shovels. He came to me one day and he said, I want you and George McGee, he was the manager then, you and George and Tommy Coyle was a contractor to us at the early start. I want you to go over to Western Australia and have a look at this shovel. Anyway, we went across to the BHP over there and had a look at their 1900 and anyway, come back and Paul said, no, that's too small. And anyway, P&H were building a 2800. And he decided that's what he would have. And it was the biggest shovel in Australia at that time.
Mm.
And it was only a couple of years. And the next thing, we were buying a 5700, which was twice as big. He had to have the... biggest piece of equipment that was around. It was like graders. We started off with we used to call her Sarah. She sounded like a punt going along. And then we bought a, I think it was a 140 or a 12, might have been a 12.
Mm.
And then we were always on about a 16. We always thought, you know, we'd heard, and we went to America in 1980, one or two,
mm.
We went to America and we were going through the Caterpillar factory and he said, I want you to show me the grader. Oh, no, 16 grader. No, we haven't got a 16 grader. And it went on and on through the day and he said, no, I want to have a look at this 16 grader. And in the end they said, oh, come on. They took us out the back and here's this grader. And he said, I want one. And they said, oh, we'll put one on loan to Australia to, you know, people would come and look at it.
Mm.
And that's how we got a 16 grader, and I think I got a bigger one there. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it went on and then the little drag line and then the big drag line. So it's always been evolving. He was a man that was well ahead of his time.